And Europe is very different also, you know. They don't believe in deodorant mm-hmm. in Germany. What they call deodorant, we don't call deodorant, you know, they call it natural oil and everything.
So did you stop wearing deodorant?
Oh, no, honey, okay. No. We didn't go that far. No. We had one guy too, used to come by, his name was Robbie, he was a German, and he used to come by and do Bible study with my husband, mm-hmm. and every time he came over, I used to get sick, and my husband was like, why are you getting, why, what's wrong? I'm like, wow, don't smell good, you know, I said, you know, we had to tell him, you know, deodorant, you know, let's get him a kit or something, you know. He's like, no, that's how they live over here. You know, that's how they live and stuff like that. I was like, no, we need to buy him a kit. And he would want to stay. He would want to eat dinner and everything, you know. But living overseas, living abroad was really good. It was something different, mm-hmm. you know. It's really different than living in the United States. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think about the foods over there?
I had to get used to that, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm really not... Even here in the United States, I'm not a big restaurant eater. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't a big restaurant eater over there either. I got used to preparing my own food. You know, Americans tend to cook very, very unhealthy, and then you learn how to cook very healthy, you know. So I do, you know, I start preparing a lot of stuff myself. You know, we would go out to eat, and I would order some chicken, something that I would know what it to expect. It would look like, you know, like a chicken breast. Cornar bleu mm-hmm. is one of their, and string beans, you know, mashed potatoes and something like that. When we go out and we want to get all the other stuff. And the German beer is very hard, you know. It's not like the beer here in the United States. It's very dark. Mm-hmm. Very beery, excuse me. Yeah, very, very beery. But it's good, you know, it's very different and stuff like that.
I'm just gonna check up the time just to make sure I'm okay. Not, that we don't go over fine. Okay.
Yeah, but you know, we did a lot of things, and it's a place here, Helen, Georgia, mm-hmm. remind us so much of Europe.
Really? I've heard that. Is it the way the houses?
The houses mm-hmm. and the way they put the trees up and everything. Christmas, they have Oktoberfest, mm-hmm. and it's awesome. You must go.
Yeah, I've heard about it.
Yeah, you must. Oh, you must go. It's not far from here either. Mm-hmm. Take your phone about an hour and 15 minutes to mm-hmm. get there. Mm-hmm. But it's really, really nice. Really, really nice. It's just like German.
Yeah.
Yeah, Germantown. It's just like it, I'm telling you. It's just mm-hmm. like
German. Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Try Helen, Georgia. They have big old, cabins up there doing the winter months and everything that you can rent out of there. It's really, really nice. Mm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, tell me some more about the foods that you like to eat. Maybe the foods that you and your family like to eat.
We're big chicken fans. Okay. You know, I can do anything and everything with a chicken. You know, we're just big on chicken. We're chicken eaters. Mm-hmm. We're not big on pork. We're not big on steaks. Can't stand them. Salads. And we're pretty basic, you know, as far as eating and everything. You know, we don't eat Chinese food.
You don't? Why?
No. We just don't. No. I have never ever really acquired that taste. Mm-hmm. You know, when I first started getting that smell, I didn't like the smell of it, so, you know, I said, if I don't like the smell of something, why try it? So,